me to just get up and sing it.
Yeah, I know.
Good morning.
Morning.
And welcome to the Dispensational Bible Church, where we study the Bible, the Bible's on the way. And we do thank you for being here, alive with us, and those that have been watching us through our website and our Facebook page. We do welcome you. We encourage you to lift us up in prayer, as we always need prayer and thoughts and encouragement. We're going to be singing our theme song this morning, if we can say that, theme. But it's Heavenly Places. And if you got your paperwork,
we'll go ahead and sing it.
Sometimes they're in the red hymnal.
Yeah, that's true.
God satisfied with the work of our Savior, He gave His life's blood on cruel Calvary. When I trusted Him, He saved me completely. And now I'm longing my Savior to see. I know I'm seated in heavenly places. All spiritual blessings have been given to me. I am an ambassador for my heavenly Father to tell the lost world how they can be free. Creator was thinking about me in eternity past. He made a promise through His special apostle, revealed a mystery never known in the past. And I know places, all spiritual blessings have been given to me. I am an ambassador for my heavenly Father to tell a lost world how they can be free. When I will see Christ descending from heaven, He'll secretly catch me away in the air. And oh, what a joy just to be with my Savior, that I may serve Him eternally there. And I know I'm seated in heavenly places, all spiritual blessings have been given to me. And I am an ambassador for my heavenly Father to tell the lost world how they can be free.
Have all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We're made to sit with Him in heavenly places. We've got it up front, guys and gals and saints.
Front loaded,
yep. And we have it in there, half done. It's a done deal. We're in lesson 7. We turn to Genesis chapter 1. In our Genesis study, and it may take us a little time to get through first 12 chapters and then some.
At least a year,
or maybe two. But anyway, Genesis chapter 1, the lesson 7. And we left off last week, last lesson, if you remember that the drawing that I sent you and the way the universe is designed, and it makes sense about him flooding it and opening it up and setting the heavens and stars. And we talked about the first and second heaven, and or third heaven and second heaven. Genesis chapter 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. You know, and the thing about the fact that God created the heaven and earth, then you might as well not, if, well, let me back up. If you cannot grant the fact that God created the heaven and earth, then you might as well not go any further in the Bible. That's a big statement.
Yeah, almost all Bible screwed up.
You know, and the thing is, you got to believe the verse. And the very first verse in the Bible decides whether you read, the reading is going to be profitable or not. Because if it's a storybook, sometimes you get a storybook ending, don't you? Sometimes you don't. If it's a what do you call them, other books that you people read that's not facts?
Fairy
fictional?
Tales? Fiction?
Yeah, fiction. Then, you know, or a drama, that type of thing. Brother mentioned last week, he says, when you read the Bible, what does it do?
Reads you.
And that's true.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people just like, you know, I'll look at it later. I'll read it later. And they sit it over and it sits over and sits. But I do know that sometimes it works on your conscience too. Like, I should be reading God's word. I should be reading it. I should be reading, give attendance to reading. Now, you know, you don't have to study it all the time. Just read it. And the very first Bible verse, God has and God must reveal himself to us. And that's what kind of what we're going to look at today. God has to tell you about himself. If God does not tell you about himself or reveal himself, how would you ever find him?
Yeah, never know.
You know, and that type of thing. So we need to know some things. And there are three ways people communicates and gains knowledge. Anybody want to take a guess of what those three are? Three ways that people communicate and gain knowledge.
Reading?
No. Nope. These are like big words I can't even pronounce.
Observation?
Empirical.
Empirical.
Yeah, empirical. And there's a ISM means ism, okay? And what that says, I see it, I touch it, I feel it, I sense it with my senses. And what it is the knowledge is derived from sense of experience. So that's how I'm going to make sure it's like it's real, whatever. Then the second is rationalism. And I think it, it's logical, it is rational, and I'll figure it out. And the third way is a very important way, and what do you think it is?
Spiritual?
Spiritual or?
Faith.
Faith. Faith is based upon the revelation. And those three ways is the way people knows things. And that's how they concentrate on things. And the way you know God is not through empiricism or rationalism, although these things can add to your faith, right? Because I keep thinking about the verses where God says, Jews require a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom. We walk by faith, not by sight. So rationalism and empiricism, if I'm pronouncing that right, that's seeing. Seeing is believing. But I always say it takes more people to believe by faith than it does actually seeing it. That's me. And they can give credence to it, and they can give supporting evidence, those things can, but the basic way to know God, the Creator, is by faith. And you know, a lot of people, you know, since the beginning of man, has just tried to destroy your faith, or faith of the people. If you can take the hope away, faith away, you can control a nation. You know that? You can control the people. And you know there is a God the same way you know there is a Southeast Asia or South Africa or Mogadishu or Europe. Any other place that you have never been exists. How do you know those things?
Trust in what you read.
Not only that, you might have people that's been there. Some of you been to Southeast Asia. Some of you been to Africa. Some of you been to Europe. Some of you been to Summit County. I'm just joking. But the only way we know, because you told us, you've been there. We heard from you. And it's received the witness of man. But the Bible says if you receive the witness of men, the witness of God is what?
Greater.
Greater. And the word of God is a record that God has given us life and life in his son. How do we know God? How do we know him? So it takes faith. Okay? And you have faith in what man tell you. They experience it. They see it. They go there. It might seem rational to you. Makes kind of sense, you know, that type of thing. The most rational thing in the world is to believe that there is a God. And the most irrational thing is to look around and observe the principles of cause and effect and to say there is no cause in what you see around you. That's irresponsible. That's irrational. You know, even a little kid that you don't think got a brain in his head, a pea brain, what you say, and one eye open, as they say, knows that every cause has an effect and every effect has a cause. And the things do not just happen without being something that makes it happen. And that is how you be, that's how it be the first cause somewhere. Now, neither one of those things, whether they're imperialism or rationalism, ever gets you to know God. And they can support the fact that rational is illogical, and the evidence is there, is God, but it does not give you the solid ground of knowing who he is. And that's where you know him, and is faith, and faith is based on the testimony that he gives you. Not the testimony on me and you give, it's testimony of what God himself gives us. Mm-hmm. Now, the three ways... how you pronounce that again?
Empiricalism.
Okay. I had that broke down. Empiricism. You know? I'm like, there it was. Without even thinking about it. And I had it broken down so I could say that. And sometimes I had to, when I'm looking at it, I push that speak button. And
yeah.
Empiricalism. I'm like, okay, I'll remember that. Get up here and like.
Philip used empiricalism when he said, show us the Father. And it suffices us.
Okay. You
know, that was, I want to see. I want to be shown.
Okay. And that's to see, experience, to touch something. Then rationalism, I think it and figure it out with logic. Faith is knowledge given to me through revelation. And Job chapter 1. Keep there. We're going to do some moving around here. Keep your finger in Genesis 1. And go to Job chapter 11. Job chapter 11. Job chapter 11, verse 7. Now, put something in Job because I think we'll go back there before the end of the lesson today. Job chapter 11, verse 7. Canest thou be searching? Can thou by searching find out God? That's a question. Canest thou find out the Almighty into perfection? Verse 8. It is as high as heaven, which canest thou do? Deeper than hell, which canst thou know? You cannot search empiricalism. Rationalism and find God. God has made himself known to you, and that's what the Bible is all about. It's God pressing himself and making himself known, so when you begin, it's just called, comes out and tells you, in the beginning, God. And that's what Genesis 1:1 says, and that does, in the beginning, God, that is he. There he is, God, created the heaven and earth. The word create means what? Out of
nothing.
And out of nothing, he creates, God created. That's a bold statement, guys. And I know as a young guy, and you probably did too, you got to be thinking there's something bigger than God. There's something just, you know, God didn't do himself. But as we go through this and understand God explaining himself, who he is, makes it far more better for us to believe in him than Satan, the god of this world. Because it's all about seeing what he does. And you know, I think about the way the world is being driven right now. You know what they're driven by?
Greed.
Greed. And what's greed all about?
Money.